Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the link between opioids and recidivism.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio is receiving nearly $2 billion from drug makers to compensate for harm caused by opioids, and the Ohio Newsroom is following the money. Since March, the Ohio Attorney General's office has allocated $3.5 million in opioid settlement funds to jails, with a goal of reducing fatal overdoses and getting incarcerated people treatment. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker visited one rural jail to learn how that money will be put to use.
This is nothing fancy, but this is our gym. So I run all of our group programs in here.
Deputy Karen Nemitz is walking me through the Sandusky County Jail in northern Ohio. It's pretty small. Right now, there's about 80 people incarcerated here. Most don't stay for more than a year. So for a long time, there wasn't much investment in educational programming.
They had tried off and on for a few years with the GED program that didn't really gain any traction.
But that's changed. A couple years ago, the Sandusky County Jail was the first in Ohio to launch a program called IGNITE, or Inmate Growth Naturally and Intentionally Through Education. IGNITE started in 2020 at a county jail in Flint, Michigan. The sheriff there wanted to shift the jail's culture and reduce the rate of people returning to jail, called recidivism. So they started offering courses to teach skills like financial literacy and parenting. Since then, the National Sheriff's Association has adopted the program, and it's spread to more than 25 jails across the country. Fayette and Washington County jails in Ohio each launched IGNITE programs this spring.
So it looks different for every site. You know, there are some sites that are bigger and they have a lot of money. There are some sites like ours that are, you know, really rural. We don't have a lot of funding.
In Sandusky County, the program includes a pathway for people to get their GED.
So we're going to jump into exercise 3. And any volunteers to read?
I sit in on a class as a handful of students practice reading comprehension.
They map and explore it. Then they try to identify the things they find there.
Next door, there's another class on health and wellness. There's courses on art, anger management, job interviewing, and substance abuse.
We have a lot of people with drug issues, and then they have a mental health or a trauma aspect to that, too.
Sandusky County's IGNITE program has been funded with grants from the United Way and a local mental health and addiction services board. Now it's being supplemented with a $170,000 opioid remediation grant from the state attorney general's office. Nemitz says the jail plans to use the money to provide medication-assisted therapy and add to their substance abuse programming. Altogether, the goal is to give people the tools they need to reenter society.
Instead of just opening the door and saying, all right, there you go, don't come back, you know, that doesn't work.
But the IGNITE program is working. Researchers from Harvard, Brown, and the University of Michigan found those who enrolled in the program in Flint gained on average a full grade level in reading and math. They also found a single month of the program reduces weekly instances of misconduct in jail by half and one-year recidivism by almost 25%. Michael Hill, one of the first to participate in IGNITE at the Sandusky County Jail, attests to its influence.
For me, and I can speak for only myself, without that program, I probably would be, I can't say dead, but I probably would still be incarcerated. I probably would still be spiraling down that drinking path. I probably would not have no confidence in myself to move past my mistakes that I did and been before.
Now, with added addiction support, he hopes more people will find the same success. In Sandusky County, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.